Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I'm so glad you could join us today. My name is Gabe. Now, has someone ever taken something of yours without telling you? Maybe they thought they were borrowing it and they're going to return it later. For example, sometimes that happens with umbrellas. You see a big stack of umbrellas and you think, I'm just going to borrow an umbrella for a few minutes. It's not mine, but I'll be back in 5 minutes. That's okay. But somebody else might think, hey, where'd my umbrella go? Somebody stole my umbrella. All right, well, the name of today's lesson is stealing versus borrowing. Is it stealing or is it borrowing? And here's a question for you to think about. Is stealing a black and white issue? Yes. Is stealing a black and white issue? And what does black and white mean in our lesson? You'll find out. For now, let's join Lillian and Grace for a lively discussion.
Stealing versus borrowing. Stealing isn't always black and white. Lillian has just returned with her missing bicycle.
Hi, Grace! Look what I found!
Your bicycle! Where did you find it?
It was parked in front of the post office. I have no idea how it got there.
Maybe someone borrowed it to run an errand.
Borrowed it?
Yeah, they probably intended to bring it back.
Well, in order to borrow something, you have to ask the owner first. Nobody asked to borrow my bike, so I thought someone stole it.
But it wasn't stolen. Someone just forgot to return it.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 black and white 这个形容词。black and white 黑和白，意思就是黑白分明的，或者是是非分明的。例如 ，the problems between the couple aren't black and white issues; they're complicated. 这对夫妻之间的问题不是黑白分明的事情，还蛮复杂的。black and white 还可以指黑白的，例如 a black and white television 黑白电视。或者是 a black and white film, 黑白片。继续我们看的是 intent, 这个动词。in 这个字首在这里是指朝某个方向的。tend 这个字根有延伸的意思。所以 intent 就是指打算或计划。例如 I intended to tell you the truth, but I was afraid you'd get angry. 我本来打算要告诉你实情的，但是怕你会生气。或者是 the program is intended for students with reading difficulties. 这个课程是为了有阅读障碍的学生开设的。
Okay, thank you so much, Michelle and Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe?
Well, what do you think about this idea? I mean, if someone mm-hmm. takes something of yours mm-hmm. without asking, and they plan on returning it,
right?
Do you think that is borrowing or stealing?
That is a very good question. Is that borrowing or stealing? You know, for me, it really depends on the person who took it. If it's somebody that I don't really know very well, then I might consider it more stealing. But if it's someone I have a very close relationship, like a close friendship, mm-hmm. maybe I would consider it more borrowing.
Hey, that's an interesting point. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this issue really isn't black and white. It's not always just stealing.Every time you take something without asking. Well, what do you think? Right now it's time for us to look at this conversation a little more in depth. Lillian has just returned with her missing bicycle. And what does she say? Look what I found!
Mm-hmm. And Grace responds by saying, Your bicycle! Where did you find it? How does Lillian respond?
Well, it was parked in front of the post office. And she continues, I have no idea how it got there. So it sounds like Lillian is a little upset or frustrated because that's not where she parked her bicycle. But now she found it in front of the post office. I have no idea how it got there.
Oh, that is very true. And it kind of reminds me of sometimes, well, when I was a kid, sometimes my mom, she would move my stuff around. Maybe I would leave a book on the table, and then I would go upstairs and I would see my book on the couch, and I would say, I have no idea how my book got from the table to the couch. I just assumed my mom must have moved it.
Yes, I have no idea who ate my cookie. Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea how long this trip is going to take? There are many ways to use this phrase, to have an idea.
Right. Well, Grace responds by saying, maybe someone borrowed it to run an errand. And Lillian responds by saying,
borrowed it? She sounds kind of upset. In fact, our writer emphasizes this when you see that question mark and exclamation mark right next to each other. Hey, Rebecca, is there a symbol that combines both of these marks?
That's a good question. Well, the guys in the info cloud would like to talk about that. So, let's go there now.
Sometimes we need that special 1-2 combo of a question mark followed immediately by an exclamation point.
That's right. This punctuation duo is handy when writing questions asked in an excited or angry manner, as in, you did what? Or, you left the baby where?
But wouldn't it be great if, instead of having to write two symbols, we could convey the same meaning by writing just one?
Well, everyone, you can. It's called the interrobang. Invented in 1962, the interrobang is a hybrid punctuation mark. It's a question mark imposed onto an exclamation point.
The symbol made it onto some typewriters. The word interrobang actually made it into real dictionaries. But alas, it was never fully accepted by the public.
Yeah, maybe because years ago, people's writing styles were more conservative, and many thought the interrobang was too ugly.
Today, though, thanks in part to the internet, it seems people are more open-minded about including new symbols in their writing. Just think of all the emoticons and emojis people have created and are now using in texts and emails.
So, maybe now is a good time for the interrobang to stage a comeback.
我们写作文时如果要表达既惊叹又难以置信的语气，我们可以在句尾打上两个标点符号，一个问号加上一个惊叹号，比如 You did what? 或是 You left the baby where? 这两个标点符号摆在一起就能表示这是一个带有很不可思议的语气的句子，注意问号要放在惊叹号的前面。 其实在1960年代 曾经出现过一个标点符号 The interrobang 疑问惊叹号，它其实是问号跟惊叹号的混合体，它的功能呢就是要表示既怀疑又惊讶的情感。后来呢，疑问惊叹号也在某些打字机出现， interrobang 这个字也出现在某些字典，但疑问惊叹号失败于它只是一时的风尚， 无法加入正式标点符号的行列。但是现今网络发达的这个时代，人们呢也越来越能够接受新的思想以及点子，或许interrobang还有重生的一天。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。Thanks
guys. Well, before the Info Cloud, Lillian had that question, remember? Borrowed it. So Grace suggested that someone borrowed her bike. And Grace explains further here, yeah, they probably intended to bring it back. And when you intend to do something, that means you mean to do something. It was your purpose.
And Lillian responds by saying, well, in order to borrow something, you have to ask the owner first. Now let's go back and talk about those words, in order to do something. This is a great phrase to use if you are wanting a particular result. Something has to happen first.
And this is a great phrase to use. There are many ways you could use that phrase. For example, in order to earn somebody's trust, you have to prove to be a trustworthy person. Okay? In order to do one thing, you have to do something else.
Great example. Here's another one. In order to finish the book by next week, you really need to start reading it. If you don't start reading the book, I promise you, you're not going to finish it by next week.
That's right. You don't have enough time if you don't start now. And as Lillian says, in order to borrow something, you have to ask the owner first. And she says, nobody asked to borrow my bike, so I thought someone stole it. She really thinks that this is a black and white issue. Someone stole her bike.
Well, I can understand. If I went outside and my bike was missing, my first thought was, oh, somebody stole my bike, especially if they didn't tell me that they were going to use my bike to run an errand.
Yeah.
So in some ways, I really do understand what Lillian is saying.
Now, Rebecca mentioned earlier that it depends on who the person is. If she knows the person, she might think the person just borrowed it. For me, I think it might depend on what the thing is. I mean, a bike is not a cheap thing. It's kind of expensive, or it could be expensive. And so I might consider this stealing as well.
Well, Grace says, but it wasn't stolen. Someone just forgot to return it. Well, friends, we want to continue this conversation after this.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. I just thought of something that I need to write down. Where's my pen? Okay, I guess maybe I'll just have to remember it. I won't write it down. I'm not sure where my pen is. Rebecca?
Yes. Hey, Gabe.
Where did you get that pen?
This pen, I found it on your desk.
So, you stole my pen.
Well, I didn't steal it. I was just borrowing it. I was going to return it, Gabe.
No. You didn't ask me. That's called stealing my pen.
Hold on just a moment. I thought that if you said if the object was small enough, it was just borrowing. This is a small object. I was just borrowing it.
Well, I changed my mind about stealing and borrowing. Friends, what do you think about this idea of stealing or borrowing? Is it just stealing or is it just borrowing? Well, let's continue.
This is my pen.
Stealing versus borrowing.
Anyway, what someone intends to do isn't as important as what they actually do.
Haven't you ever forgotten to return something you borrowed?
Yes, but I had permission to take it. The person who took my bike didn't. That's called stealing.
I think that's a bit harsh. It's easy to forget that you borrowed something, especially when you're in a hurry.
But if you never ask to borrow something, it's not really borrowing. You're just taking something that isn't yours.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 permission 这个不可数名词。permission 是指许可或同意。例如 ,in this city, you need permission from the city government to renovate the exterior of your house. 在这个都市你需要市政府的许可才可以整修房子的外部。如果是发放许可的话是用 grant,G-R-A-N-T 这个动词。例如 ,official permission has been granted for the extension of the school building. 学校校舍的扩建已经得到官方的批准。如果是许可证的话是另外一个名词叫做 permit, P-E-R-M-I-T。例如 ,a work permit, 就是指工作许可证。最后我们看的是 harsh, 这个形容词。harsh 是指严厉的或严酷的。例如 ,the teacher's harsh words really hurt the girl's feelings.老师所说的严厉的话让这个女孩真的受到伤害了。 或者是 the harsh weather condition delayed our expedition. 我们的探险之旅因为天气太寒冷而拖延了。如果是对某个人很严苛的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ,Laura complained about her boss being harsh with her. Laura 抱怨老板对她非常严苛。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well,It's time for us to continue our lesson, and of course, if you remember, it's all about stealing versus borrowing, and they're talking about this bike. Lillian and Grace are talking about a bike that they think was stolen, but now has returned. And Lillian responds to something Grace had said before the break. She says, anyway, what someone intends to do isn't as important as what they actually do.
Mm-hmm.So she's trying to make the point that someone actually stole her bike, even if they just intended to borrow it, even if they intended to return it. To her, she still considers that stealing. Now, Grace says, haven't you ever forgotten to return something you borrowed? So she's introducing another point or a new point to this argument that, hey, everyone does this sometimes, even if it's not on purpose, it's on accident, it's by accident, you maybe borrow someone or something and forget to return it.
And Lillian responds by saying, yes, but I had permission to take it. She makes a very excellent point. And let's take some time to talk about this word, to have permission to do something. This just means that someone is allowing you to do something.So, for example, yes, here we go. As long as you have permission to leave school early, you can come with us to the park for a picnic lunch.
Okay, so mm-hmm. that means who is giving you permission to leave school early? The teacher or the principal might give you permission to leave school early. Now, why do I mention teacher and principal? Well, they are authority figures. Mm-hmm. When we use the word permission...It's from someone above us, right? So like your teacher, your boss, your parents, of course, the police, all of these different authority figures might give you permission to do something.
But Gabe, I have a question for you. Do you only get permission from an authority figure? I mean, for example, if I wanted to borrow your bike...I would just have to get permission from you. I wouldn't have to get permission from an authority figure. Is that correct?
Good question, Rebecca. Yes. Usually when I think of getting permission, I think of an authority figure. But Rebecca is completely right. Of course, if something belongs to me, then you should get my permission if you want to borrow it, like that pen.
And if you want to leave school early, make sure you get permission from an authority figure.Well, let's continue here with our lesson. Of course, Lillian said, yes, but I had permission to take it. The person who took my bike didn't. That's called stealing.
Okay, well, we all know what Lillian thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Grace says, I think that's a bit harsh. And I do too, frankly. She says, it's easy to forget that you borrowed something, especially when you're in a hurry.Okay, so this person might have been in a hurry. That's why they borrowed the bike. But what does that phrase mean, in a hurry?
Well, if you're in a hurry, that means that you are in a rush. Or you, typically I think of this phrase when I'm running late for something or if I'm trying to get somewhere and I do something really, really quick because I'm in a hurry.
You're in a hurry. He left in a hurry. Or I can't talk right now.I'm in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call you later. So this person might have been in a hurry, which is why they didn't ask permission to use the bike.
And Lillian responds by saying, but if you never asked to borrow something, it's not really borrowing. You're just taking something that isn't yours. Well, this is a really good discussion. Who knows? What really is the difference between borrowing and stealing? I hope you haven't made up your mind yet.
Well, right now it's time for us to see what's going on with the SC Challenge.
Yes! Hey, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge, and I know that you all are very excited. Well, I found two very, very excited players today. Over here, we have Evelyn.
Hi.
Are you excited, Evelyn?
Yes.
Really excited?
Really excited.
Great. And over here we have Josh. Hey, Josh, do you want to say something?
Hey.
Hey. Okay, so we have Josh and Evelyn who are really excited to play today's SE challenge. Well, the words today are intended, harsh, permission, and black and white. Okay. Well, I think it's time to get started with our very first question. And remember, raise your hand if you know the correct answer. Let's see who is going to win. Number one, Philip was late again for work, but should you fire him? I think that's a little blank. Is that a hand raised? Harsh? Harsh. Let's see if that works. Philip was late again for work, but should you fire him? I think that's a little harsh. Good job. Wow, I love the excitement. Okay, number two. Cheating is always wrong. We could also say that it is blank. Was that another hand? Yes.
Black and white.
Black and white? Let's see. Cheating is always wrong. We could also say that it is black and white. Oh my goodness, Evelyn. 2 points. Josh, you can do it, Josh.
I don't know if I can do this.
This could be your point.
I'm kind of nervous.
Here goes. Third question. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get blank to borrow a dress for the dinner tonight. Is that a hand over there, Josh?
I think so. Can I narrow it down to two? I think it's permission.
Permission. Let's see. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get permission to borrow a dress for the dinner tonight. Great job, Josh. You got 1 point. Evelyn, you got 2 points. You are our winner. Good job. Yes.
Evelyn.
There's a prize.
This one says, be kind to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind to one another. That's what the notebook says.
That's right. Be kind to one another. Well, Josh and Evelyn, thank you so much for playing. And friends, thank you so much for joining us. And we will see you next time for the amazing SC Challenge. Yes.
Gabe, I'm sorry I took your pen without asking. Next time, I'll ask your permission.
Yeah, next time, you might have to ask someone else for a pen. Well, friends, let's continue next time learning about the difference between stealing and borrowing right here at
Studio Classroom.